You want to get down a little bit later on. We got our Mad Dog picks, and I feel like I'm in a good spot as Clint is completely out of Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs. Cannot choose those guys again.
Have I picked Steph twice?
Probably three times. Tyler's pretty hardcore on making sure he puts those tallies where they are. So I trust Tyler. Said you have exceeded your Steph Diggs picks thus far. Mm-hmm. So
that's fine.
We will get there. But speaking of those guys, and you know, you were saying earlier, I think you and Andy, our engineer, were talking like, hey. What do? Do you receive or do you accept the kickoff? And you were like, "Hey, man, Texans ain't in no kind of spot right now to get aggressive, get cute, like, hey, get the, you know, be smart and let's get this offense going when you get the chance to get it going." But with the offense and with Bobby Slowick in particular in setting the tone, right? They put their 15 scripted plays together or however many there is, and they set the tone, and they'll have to set the tone in this one. And they had success throwing the football against the Colts in week one. They had major success rushing the football against the Colts week one with Joe Mixon. And Joe Mixon will be there again on Sunday. So my question to you and the folks out there, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, to set the tone, if you're Bobby Slowick, where do you think he should be leaning? Should he be leaning to set the tone with C.J. Stroud and the passing game, or should he be leaning to set the tone in what I think you could say won them the game against the Colts in week one, and that's setting the tone with Joe Mixon and that running game up front?
Yeah, I think it's Joe Mixon in the run game. I think for several reasons here. I think one, you just mentioned they ran it really well against Indy in the first matchup. They should have confidence this game that they can run it well. They should know what schemes and what works against this defense, even though I do remember that particular game, Gus Bradley, I believe the defensive coordinator, that Tiger changed his stripes for that game because C.J. Stroud had been so good against cover three that he changed and went a lot of shell coverage, and it bit him in the tail. So he may go back to what he did, what he knows and what he was doing before, but we'll see. There was huge success running the football week one against the Colts, so that's one reason. Number two, I think this is a game where you've got to come out and you've got to lean into what it is you do best. And right now, with Joe Mixon on the field, what they do best is run the football. It's what won the game or kept them in the game last week. And to me, this is not a game to go out and get cute. This is a game to go out, establish the run, and then everything else is a one-off, a counterpunch to you having the ability to establish the run. It's the most surefire thing that you've got in the holster on the game plan right now coming into this Colts game. And I would lean heavily into Joe Mixon. Feed Joe early in this football game.
I listen, and I see people here texting in. Yes, I'm with you, Clint. You got to run the ball, unleash Mixon and Pierce tandem. Imagine what they could look like from Lloyd Hammercy, who texts in often. Listen, I get and understand exactly what you're saying, because I do think kind of opposite of what we thought this team was going to be. I do think running the football can probably help set up the passing game and help the offensive line. And for me, Clint, though, like, one of the top things in my mind is, you know, can you get C.J. Stroud going? And can you get C.J. Stroud going early? And can you get him feeling comfortable early? He's your best player. He is the reason that you're here. Or to a point where people believe that you got a chance to challenge some of the top teams in the NFL. And he was visibly frustrated, struggled, 86 yards passing. And whatever adjustments you've made, and I'm just, Clint, maybe this is me doing too much, I'm just assuming that Bobby Slowick and company, everybody on that offensive staff, hell, and D'Amico, have come together, especially based off what D'Amico had to say earlier this week when he said, everything's on the table. All right, we've been talking about trying to fix things. We've been talking and talking, and that hasn't worked, and we got to fix it. I am just going out on the limb and believing there are some real serious adjustments being made and how they're going to handle protections and how they're going to handle this passing game to make it more successful than it has been, especially from last week. And so to me, getting CJ going early, to me, whether that's quick throws, whatever that is, getting CJ going early is to me a big key, because we've seen the Colts, right? I think the Texans are going to be able to run the football fairly well. We've seen the Packers run it down their throats. We saw the Texans run it down their throats. We've seen just about anybody who has faced the Colts run it down their throats. To me, Sunday is a big thing of getting your star and your guy going again, getting him feeling comfortable, feeling good again.
I want to do what I feel the best about. We are in that window,
and that's not CJ Stroud right now.
It's not pass protection right now. We are in the window of that 6, 7, 8 games into the season where you start creating an identity, and right now, the identity of this football team is, I don't think they're there. I don't think they know. I don't think Bobby Slowick knows. But it is a lot closer to being a Joe Mixon-centric run football first, run the ball first football team than they are drop back and bombs away and drop back and ask C.J. Stroud to go win games for you with the way they're protecting, with the way Dalton Schultz is producing, the way Tank Dell is producing, the fact that Nico Collins is hurt. Yeah, this is a lot closer to being a Joe Mixon football team than it is a C.J. Stroud football team, and that's just what I've got confidence in, and that's what I'm gonna lean into from jump if it's me.
Let me ask you this, Big Dog. You said that's what you got confidence in. What's your confidence level that the coaching staff can come together with a at least certain level of adjustments that improves the protection and the pass game?
Well, they don't have to work too hard to find adjustments. I mean, improvements. I mean, there's plenty of.
But are you confident that they will sit down
I'm confident that they will be better. I'm confident that this opponent is not as good as some of the opponents that they faced. I think the Texans' product against the Colts will be better. Yes, I do.